In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, dear friends, today we celebrate the Feast of the Guardian Angels. It's a reminder to us of the angelic presence that's always here in order to guide us, to assist us, protect us, and draw us ever closer to God. We know from the scriptures that the role of the angels is to serve God, but also to lead us to see him, to see his face. So we honor our guardian angels, especially today. But of course, we celebrate the first Saturday in the Immaculate Heart of Our Lady. We can imagine in heaven all the angels are bowing to Our Lady, for she is the Queen of Heaven and Earth, the Mother of their Savior, the Mother of our Savior, the Mother of the Lord of all. So we, of course, imagine that as the angels are themselves giving that praise and that homage to Our Lady, just as we are. We turn to the Immaculate Heart of Our Lady today, and we ask for her prayers, that she might intercede for those who are suffering, or in pain, who have broken hearts, who are lonely, or been abandoned, those who just need some type of special help, some special favor from God today. Now, in the past, I have preached on the different matters relating to death and dying and suffering. We have preached about the importance of intercession for our loved ones, living and dead. We preached about redemptive suffering, giving you a lot of homilies on redemptive suffering. And of course, last month, we preached about temporal punishment. We understand what that means. How does that fit into this? Today, what I'd like to do is begin a new series where we highlight specific people who are suffering. Today, I want to speak about those who are grieving. Oftentimes, when we hear the word grieving, we immediately go to those who have lost loved ones. That's appropriate. And of course, that's one of the big ones. But people grieve in multiple different ways. Grieving is when we have lost something good that we formerly had. So we can grieve aging, the loss of talents and abilities. It's precisely by allowing ourselves to grieve the things we cannot do anymore, which is how we come to peace with them. This is how we grow old gracefully, huh? We have so many people that as they age, they just get more and more wicked and bitter and mean, huh? Because they're so angry, because they can't do this anymore. They can't remember the things they used to be able to remember. And so they just get angrier and angrier and angrier, right? That's not how God wants this. So we have to allow ourselves to grieve. Wow, I can't run marathons anymore. You know, I can't do the things I once did. I can't accomplish this task or remember these things or be involved in this way, whatever they might be. So we have to grieve those things. And it is very important, dear friends, that we allow ourselves to grieve. We ask for God's healing and the help of his grace so that we can age according to his grace. We also grieve the loss of talents, specific talents, perhaps opportunities. There are a lot of people during the pandemic who grieved the loss of employment or financial ability or stability and so on. It's important on the bigger picture we just understand all the different ways in which we are called to grieve and we allow ourselves to grieve. The worst thing in the world is when someone says, no, 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 it's okay, it's okay. Have you ever noticed whenever someone says that, it's not okay, right? And if you find yourself saying, it's okay, accuse your heart a little bit. Maybe it's not okay. Maybe there's some grieving that's happening, and to allow yourself to grieve. If we allow ourselves to grieve, yes, we will be vulnerable. Yes, we will be embarrassed, but we will heal. God will heal us. But if we think, no, 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 I don't have to say this. No, I'm okay. I'm okay. Well, it just gets held in there. And dear friends, when you hold grief inside, it becomes anger or melancholy or both, and it does damage to our souls. For our souls are fragile. They are meant to grieve. And when grieving is a part of it, we have to let them grieve. So we grieve talents, people, loss of people, employment, friends, marriages, opportunities, money. All the things that were good, serve some type of good, but then were taken from us. So we have to make sure we grieve. And of course, those who've lost loved ones, they have to grieve. As we say in pastoral counseling, time, tears, and talk, right? So you need the time. There's no getting right, no getting out of it, right? You're going to have to walk right through that dark valley. Tears, cry, we need to cry. One widow told me that every time she smelled a certain cologne, she just started crying because it reminded her of her late husband. She would be embarrassed. Like, it would be in the middle of a department store. You cry, right? You cry. I'm talking about snots and all, right? You cry, all right? You know, don't let anyone or your own sense of, oh, no, this isn't respectable. You don't let any of that get in the way, right? So So time, tears, and of course, talk. You have to talk about it. Not just your loved one. It's good. Recall memories. Let them still be a part of your life, for they are still a part of our lives. But also they'll talk about the grieving itself. And that could be the difficult part. You see, we're oftentimes told in our society today that we're always supposed to be strong. We're always supposed to have it together and so on. So we're afraid to be vulnerable, weak, to speak about the things that make us uncomfortable and so on. But dear friends, we have to allow ourselves to grieve. Time, tears, and talk. So all these different ways, the people of God grieve. And God welcomes that. God is a consoler to those who grieve. But he cannot console those who say they're okay. He cannot console the ones who say they're not grieving. So that's one part. The second part is, how as Christians do we approach those who grieve? The worst thing in the world you can tell someone is, it'll be okay. Ding, ding, ding. Again, be careful of this word okay, right? We're seeing a pattern here, right? Do not tell someone else that it's time to move on or when they're supposed to stop or how they are to grieve. You do not know their heart. You do not know what they are grieving. I think it's the worst thing in the world to tell someone who has lost their job, it's okay, you'll find another one. Just be quiet. Oftentimes people say stuff like that because they feel uncomfortable and they don't want to feel uncomfortable, so they give platitudes to people which are insulting and condescending. So sacred silence is better than platitudes, right? Just sit with the person. Your presence means more than any fake wisdom you're trying to give them. There are no band-aids to the grieving that we undergo or to the grieving that we share with another. Just be there. Don't be worrying about saying what you think has to be said or something that will make it better. That's not what the person needs. When a person's grieving, their soul is sorrowful. And the only way to get through that, time, tears, and talk. So be patient with your loved ones, your friends, your family members. Let them grieve. Do not get in the way, for that's how they're going to be healed. And this entire process, both grieving and accompanying those who do grieve, we ask God's healing. And isn't his grace powerful? Isn't his grace powerful? It gets right into the darkness, and it gives us glimmers of hope. Right? It reminds us. It helps us. It encourages us. For some, it helps them get up out of bed in the morning. For others, it helps them to remember that there will be other opportunities. There will be new hopes, not by our own powers, but by God's grace. We hold on to that grace. But it's only when we open up that heart, break it up, crush it, that God can begin to heal it. But the heart again that stays closed and says, I'm okay, you're okay, we're going to keep moving, that heart cannot be healed, dear friends. So as we go through the next several healing masses, I'm going to be highlighting different types of grieving, different types of suffering, different types of pain. It's easy to point out to the quick ones, cancer, heart disease, Alzheimer's. We see these, right? We see them. But sometimes there's the other suffering that sometimes we don't talk about. I think it's important in our healing masses that we talk about them, that people understand it's okay to grieve. And if your loved ones, they love you, and they're trying to tell you to stop grieving, they don't understand. So put them in their place and do and grieve as you need to. We ask God's healing upon all those who are sorrowful today, all those who need that grace, all those who need the consolations of God.